Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hello and welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie Cation here. It is November or December, which means please do not donate to the Dork Forest this month. Direct donations should go to your local food bank. To do that, you would Google the words food bank and then the name of your town, and then one will show up. And then you will send them the $10 or the $100 or the gajillion dollars that you would have sent to me, Jackie Cation, to a food bank in your neighborhood. Anyway, let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg composed and sang that song you just heard. He's going to sing his words to the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Patrick Brady's going to fix this audio, and Vilmos works on my website, JackieCation.com. The DorkForest.com has all the notes, the link to the YouTube version of the show, which is just the show is available on iTunes, and there's a player on DorkForest.com, but there's also a YouTube version of it if you can't listen to iTunes for some reason at work, but you can listen to YouTube, so knock yourself out. JackieCation.com has all the rest of it. If you want to support the show by buying Christmas gifts or Hanukkah gifts or Kwanzaa gifts, go to the merch page, knock yourself out. All the t-shirts, there's a Ranger of the Dork Forest t-shirts, there's Spooky Reading Girl, there is Meat Shield t-shirts. The Meat Shield t-shirts remain a charitable t-shirt that go to the ACLU, Black Lives Matter, and Southern Law Poverty Center. You can do that. There are also pins, Spooky Reading Girl and Meat Shield pins. Those are not yet available on the website because I haven't gotten it together. But email me, jackie@jackiecation.com, and we'll figure it out. There is my calendar, which is available. You can see where I'm playing stand-up comedy-wise. And I'm on the road a bunch in December this year. So feel free to come out and see me do stand-up comedy live. There are videos. You can watch me do stand-up comedy. You can see a clip of my DVD, This Will Make an Excellent Horcrux, which is available streaming or as a hard copy on the merch page as well. There is the Amazon banner. If you're going to order from Amazon, you can use the Amazon banner on dorkforest.com or jackiecation.com. It's just a portal. Sends you to Amazon. You order like normal, and it supports the Dork Forest. There are premium episodes on Bandcamp. So it'd be thedorkforest.bandcamp.com, and they are probably a dozen episodes that are live. They cost me a couple of bucks to make, so I charge you a couple of bucks. There's also some free episodes and a storytelling album on that Bandcamp page. Help yourself. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Feel free to review it on iTunes if you like, or email me if you have any questions or problems, jackie@jackiecation.com. Let's get into the show. It's Jackie Cation. I'm in my living room with Nina Manny, you guys. Hello and welcome to the Dork Forest.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie.
Okay, so this cracks me up because you have a podcast about points and miles and all the savings of things and the game that is Hilton's Honors.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes.
Because I'm a new player, and I was like, be on the Dork Forest.
I'm excited you're playing.
Exactly. So let's tell people. It's at Nina Manny on Twitter. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, it's at Nina Rose Manny, NinaRoseManni. And then you have a podcast that's called Get to the Point Pod. Mm-hmm. And G-E-T, get the number two, The Point, THEPOINTPOD. So Get to the Point Pod is your podcast, and it's about points and miles and numbers.
And general saving money.
Generally saving money.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you know Chip Chinnery, who's been on?
Well, I have a great story. I've listened to his episode, and he's the reason that I am involved in points and miles.
He's changing lives, that Chip Chinnery.
He really is. Indirectly. I was in Palm Springs for one of my birthdays, and okay. I was there with a friend, and we were having brunch.
Not your original birthday. I'm so sorry to riff. So you weren't born in Palm Springs, were you?
No, okay.
On.
This was maybe like, I don't know, I want to say my 34th, maybe for 35th birthday. So okay. Like 6 years, 7 years ago. How okay. am I? I'm 41. So however many years ago that
Do
was.
Do the math, you guys. We don't have time for it. So you're in Palm Springs.
I'm having brunch, and a friend of mine pulls out a purple credit card. And I was like, oh, your credit card is so fancy. And she was like, I'm going to get a free vacation because of this credit card. And I was like, what? And she was like, I subscribe to this newsletter called Chip's Money Tips, which you all should subscribe to.
I get it. I didn't subscribe to it. I've just known Chip from stand-up comedy for 30 years, and he subscribed to me.
Yeah.
And then you know how you don't want to be mean and unsubscribe to someone you know. And I have a cage, but sometimes it'll grab me and I'll read it.
I mean, he doesn't email you a ton. You probably get maybe one a month.
And it's max.
Great information. By the way, if you're a sports fan, you really should subscribe to his newsletter because he always
has out of
tips
his mind
about how to get like the NFL packages for free and
for
stuff.
For free. Yeah. That's his whole thing. It's like, you want NFL for free. You want ML? What baseball thing? Yeah, the baseball thing for free. You want to see the thing. But he knows it because he's like, do this and then do that, which is why that he did two episodes with me of The Dork Forest. The first episode I deleted because I have rage issues regarding money.
Oh.
It took me a long time, mm-hmm. to let go of the fact because his dorkdom, and clearly I bet your dorkdom, is the fiddle and diddle of points and miles and figuring out how to make, because if you make $200 on several different tasks, all of a sudden you have $1,000 towards something.
Yeah.
And that's what he likes to do. That's what you like to do. I was driven mad, and I'm never driven mad by someone's dorkdom. I'm always like, wow, you like to do that? So clearly some issues.
Why do you have money rage? Is it because of your father?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is because of my father and my stepmother. And because he cared so little about money. It's to be made, to be spent, and then to be made again.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy Kishon was like, you can't spend it. You have to not spend it. And then my grandmother was someone who was all like Armenian genocide poor, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So she was like, you save for a rainy day because one day it'll rain. Well, what he's doing and what you're doing is actually saving for a rainy day. And it's a little bit of effort that you enjoy doing.
Well, I enjoy doing. I feel like everyone's dorkdom or obsession or whatever comes from their trauma. In many ways.
Okay.
And mine definitely comes from mine. I mean, the reason I love to do it is because I grew up poor.
Okay.
I grew up with a father in prison.
Okay.
We never went on vacation. I thought vacationing was something that rich people did. And I thought life was okay.
For the most part, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were rich. Life was good if you were rich. Money fixed everything is what I thought.
Right.
Because things weren't okay. And all I could understand was we didn't have money.
Right.
So I came obsessed with the idea of traveling. But I could never really afford to do it. So once my friend at breakfast that day told me
about chips, money, tips,
that you could do it for free, like I went down that rabbit hole.
Wow.
I spent like 2-3 years
really
figuring it out. And now I get to do what I like to call rich people shit, like stuff. I have to tell you about this trip that I'm taking all on points and miles.
Okay.
I'm flying Delta One to Italy.
You're flying Delta One to Italy.
Yeah. Delta One to Italy.
They just invented Delta One.
Yeah.
It was first class forever.
Yeah.
Or a diamond or whatever.
Yeah. Now they don't have business in first class. They just have Delta One. So, you know, it's where it's
live. I got bumped up to Delta One last weekend.
How was it?
I felt like Marie Antoinette. Like they were like I was about to be taken off of that airplane and taken in a tumbril to be have my head removed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As they brought me towels, the mm-hmm. bed went flat.
Yeah.
There was a quilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a quilt.
Yeah, it's rich people shit.
It's rich people shit.
Yeah.
The woman next to me, when I saw the quilt and full-size pillow, I said, well, this is absurd. She said, I love it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And Maria did not get bumped up. Maria Bamford.
Really?
Yeah, we get bumped up because the things used to be together, right? The reservation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a reservation together, only both of you get bumped up or one of you get bumped up. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I always separate them because
You're more likely to get upgraded.
One of us is likely to get upgraded. And I can't tell which of us is, because we're kind of neck and neck
mm-hmm.
as far as our points go.
Mm-hmm.
And so on Delta. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes she gets bumped up and I don't. And sometimes I get bumped up. So she was bumped up to Delta Comfort, which is that there's the cattle car mm-hmm. that is eat your knee balls.
Mm-hmm.
There is Delta Comfort, which is just a normal chair.
Yeah, it's like the bulkhead.
Guess what? Everyone should have a normal.
Yeah,
it's the one of the reasons this is. It doesn't drive me nuts anymore, but I think it's not fair. Is that the way airlines do pricing is so that when you do a kayak or mm-hmm. something like that, it comes up cheap.
Mm-hmm.
When that's why they've had to add on all this stuff because they want the algorithm to work in their favor,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, no, I want what's the price when you take me and my stuff in a chair that I get to pick?
And give me something to drink and
possibly
use the bathroom.
A beverage and the bathroom. That'd be swell.
Yeah.
But I mean, me and my, that's the social contract. You're going to take me and my stuff somewhere.
Yeah. It gets bad. And here's the thing. When I was young, I don't know if you remember this, but pre 9/11, I used to buy these standby tickets where I could fly all over Europe and I'd pay one flat fee and I would call. Say I was in Madrid and I wanted to fly to Prague. I would call and see what flights were available for standby. I would go to the airport and I'd get to fly standby. Like, it was no big deal.
You could just chill at the. You were like, I bring a book, and I just kind of hang out at the airport all day,
and I can just call and see where I can fly.
And eventually, you can go somewhere.
Yeah.
And now they don't do that anymore.
No, after 9/11, no, they stopped all that. And, you know, then I could stay in hostels and stuff. But, you know, when you get older,
you don't want to stay in a hostel.
You don't want to do any of that shit anymore.
No. It's you know what, college kids? I'm sure you love sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm 50. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God.
So
people are like, hey, want to come stay at my place and sleep on the couch? I'm like, no, I do not.
I love you. I love you with the power of the sun. Is there a Hampton Inn near you?
I know. I'm at that age where I don't even want to be someone's house guest. I don't care if they have a guest room.
Nope. We have a guest room. People, I'm like, you're welcome to it. And people who don't come and be our guest room people, I respect them.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
I don't respect them more or less. I just think, oh, well, good for you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I genuinely don't have a horse in that race if you don't stay with
me
us.
Me either. I know people get very offended if you don't.
Except my brother Russ and his wife, I stay with them in Milwaukee. I don't know why. I don't know how. And we've got it, I think, because they ignore me.
That's so great.
It's a nice, they're just like, come and go. Yeah. Don't be ridiculous. Like, but I want to hang out with them. One of the reasons I've come is to hang out with them. Mm-hmm. So I will come and sit and see what my brother Russ has. His DVR is full of things that he wants to show me desperately. Most of them are Ed Sullivan. Anyway, so some Dick Cavett. I've derailed you though. Delta One to Italy.
No, it's okay. So the reason I'm doing that is because I'm older, I'm grumpier, but I'm still not rich. So points and miles have helped me figure out Delta One to Italy. And then I'm staying at the St. Regis in Florence for 5 nights in a suite. I have a private butler. Costing me nothing. And then I go to Venice for 5 nights. I'm staying at this place called the Gritti Palace on the Grand Canal in a suite, costing me nothing. And then I go to Rome. And
what? Yeah. Wait, third city.
I'm doing this trip. I'm going to Italy for 3 weeks. I'm flying there Delta One. I'm flying back. I'm taking Norwegian on the way back, but I'm taking their you know, it's like their premium economy. It has a nice recliner and stuff because it's one of the only direct flights from Rome to L.A. And I just don't want to stop over somewhere. Once again, grumpy and over it. So I'm staying at all these places. I've totaled it up. This trip, if I were to pay cash for it, would cost me in the ballpark of $30,000.
Yeah.
It's costing me $1,350.
Holy.
For me and my husband.
Oh, right. I was going to say, you're not going alone. So you and your husband are going together. You're both flying Delta One.
And how
are you getting from Florence to Venice to Rome and all that? Just trains?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's easy. Trains are easy. So that's just from understanding how credit card sign-up bonuses work and timing spend. And here's the thing. You can do what me and like Chip Chinnery do and spend however many hours a week on it.
Wait, do you have a day job?
No.
Okay. This also helps because...
Well, my online business where I teach people how to do this is my day job. And sometimes I have writing gigs, so on and so forth.
Right. No. Yeah. I mean, you have work and you have paid work, but it is very flexible.
Yes.
Okay. Very flexible. And part of it is this job. You're like, I can show you how to do this.
Yeah. Absolutely. But if you do even like 10% of what I do, you'll have at least one bomb-ass vacation a year. It's so It's not that hard. But if you look at all those blogs and stuff, it seems really confusing.
Right. It seems complicated. So what I'm – let me tell you what I'm doing. And I know that I'm not doing this efficiently.
I would love to see what's in your wallet.
Well, allow me to let you know that – well, the first one I did – and it was Augie Smith, who's a comic. He told me to pick an airline. He's like, pick two if you got it, but pick an airline. So I picked Southwest. And then Marilyn Bamford, Maureen Bamford's mother, is like, you're not getting the points. And she follows some Delta blog with some guy that she loves. Anyway, so I did Southwest and Delta is the two that I chose. So I have a Southwest Visa card that gets double the points and all this stuff. And it usually ends up getting me one free ticket a year. Because it's not my primary card anymore. Mm-hmm. The Delta American Express is. And it's a reserve card. Mm-hmm. It costs $450 a year. And I can write it off because I'm a corporation and whatever. And the reason I did it, because I just had the regular gold one, which gets you free luggage, which was $150 or $100 a month. Mm-hmm. But it pays if you fly like four trips. Mm-hmm. Like, or two trips.
Oh,
there
absolutely.
And back, there and back. That's... at a $25 a bag, whatever. It pays itself off relatively quickly if you fly at all. So, and then they talked me into this reserve one, which gets me into the Delta Sky Club.
Yeah.
Even if I don't have diamond status, which I do now, but I don't think I will next year because everything jumped because of Delta One. And so I just kept it. And then, so that's $450 and that gets me. They didn't tell me that I have to pick certain choice benefits. Mm-hmm. There's these weird benefits I have to pick, but they don't tell you, oh, you get to pick benefits.
You know, that is one of the things I have a problem with. Everyone who takes my course, I have this special chart, which is the 10 things you have to do as soon as you get a new credit card.
Yeah.
And one of the things is to check all of your benefits and see which ones you have to sign up for, which ones you have to activate, because they don't tell you.
No.
Because they don't want you to take advantage of any of that
stuff.
It saves them money.
Completely.
Yeah, they'd rather you be ignorant.
Right. Like there's, and then I get a companion pass that I've almost never used.
I know, they're really hard to use.
Well, it's, Andy and I, he travels for work. I travel for work. We don't travel together that often.
Do you want to?
Well, I don't want to go anywhere anymore.
Well, the great thing is you can actually use your points and miles to get trips for other people.
Oh, I could I give my companion pass to someone else? I don't think I can.
You can't, but you can use your points to book airfare for other people.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
Is my one of my mother-in-law just passed. And so
I'm sorry.
Yeah, very sad. And but her daughter had to come last minute. And she was like, hey, I'm kind of broke. I don't have any money. And I said, what are frequent flyer miles for?
Exactly. That's one of the cool things about having a lot. My sister-in-law is from Japan, and her father was sick in Japan, and she needed to go last minute. Do you know how much a last-minute ticket to Japan is?
$1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From New York City.
Yeah.
I was able to get her a last-minute ticket to Japan for less than $50.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's cool.
It was
to have
$11.20.
Exactly.
To get on
Southwest?
Yeah. It was, $11.20 is Southwest. Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think, I don't know what it was.
See, that's my dorkdom. You can spit out a number and I'll know what airline status.
Well, it was Delta. So what did it cost for Delta?
Where was she coming from?
She was just coming from outside. She was Tacoma to Fresno.
God, I usually do United. Was it like $5 something?
Yeah, like $5.60, I think, actually. Yeah. And so it cost a lot of points because it was last minute.
Mm.
And
there was no saver awards left?
There was nothing. And I called the Diamond Line because that's where I'm at. I'm like, I don't want to go through the internet. Mm-hmm. You'll deal with this, right? And she goes, yeah, I'll totally deal with
it. It's actually super easy to book that stuff online. Well, I think you would be surprised how easy it is.
Well, she gave me a deal because Fran had passed.
A bereavement
thing because Andy's aunt came from Mississippi, and I booked the flight, but I didn't use points because his aunt's fine. She can buy a ticket. Mm-hmm. And there was enough warning. But I said, so is there anything direct from Memphis to LAX? And then she was like, oh, there was a bereavement. Well, allow me to. And so I don't know how to book a bereavement thing online.
Bereavement fairs can actually be pretty complicated to book.
Yeah, because you need to proof. Tell them. Yeah, you need to tell them stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like all kinds
you
of.
You need like a death certificate and stuff.
Well, she was. She said, I just need the name of the your mother-in-law and the name of the funeral home.
Oh, that's nice.
And they'll double check.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really easy.
That sounds like a Diamond Desk thing. I'm sorry to tell you.
it probably is.
But I really want to. I mean, like, we're going to Southeast Asia.
Oh, so you are going on a vacation.
We are going on a vacation, and it. But we paid for it because
No.
I know it.
You don't have to.
Right. We're 18 days in Southeast Asia.
How many Delta points do you have?
Frequent flyer mile things? It was 300,000, so I think it's down to 200,000.
Oh, so you did use your frequent flyer miles.
No, I used them for his sister.
Oh, okay. But you didn't use them to fly yourself to Southeast Asia.
No, because I kind of want to be Diamond again next year.
You can use your... Oh, you wanted to pay.
I needed...
Yeah, it's kind of like... That's what they call a mileage run, when you need like a certain number of miles to qualify.
Yeah.
So you're like, screw it, I'll just pay for the ticket.
Right.
I never end up with status with any of those airlines because I never pay for my airfare.
Oh, right.
You're lucky because people pay for you to fly because you're flying for work.
Right.
So it's not like coming out of your own pocket.
Exactly.
So
and status, I get to keep the frequent flyer miles.
Yes. So which status makes sense for you.
Yeah. Because Maria was getting all of her frequent flyer miles, and I think no one was getting mine. And then what Hilton, she was getting my Hilton points because she likes to stay at it. And I said, hey, can I have those? And she was like, of course you can have those.
Yeah.
And so then I get all these points because when we travel, we stay at the same place. Her booking agent books all my flights and all the hotels and has all my numbers.
Nice.
But we're flying. It's business class. We're flying business class on Korean Air.
Mm-hmm.
But through Delta.
Yeah, because they're partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we're going through Korea to Vietnam. And then we're going to go to – we're taking trains and boats and whatever from Vietnam to Cambodia to Thailand for 18 days. And then we're going to fly home from Bangkok, I believe, on Delta.
Are there any Hilton properties you're staying at while you're there?
No, I looked. There are not any Hilton properties when we're staying there, and but for our anniversary, now this we're recording this before I go, and it'll air, I believe, after I come back. But this weekend is our wedding anniversary, and we're going
happy anniversary.
Up. Thank you. We're going up by his mom's in Visalia to pick up his aunt, and we're going to stay at a Hampton Inn in Visalia. You guys, we know how to party. I told Andy, I said,
why are you doing this for your anniversary?
Well, because we never do anything for our anniversary because every day is a delight. Why is one day more exciting than that? But we usually go out to dinner. And the best, if you ever end up trapped in the Central Valley of California, let me tell you the only town you want to go to. It's Exeter. Exeter, California. It is south of Visalia, which is south of Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
It is north of Lindsay, where his mom's used to live forever. For like 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And when they lived in Lindsay, we never went to Exeter. We always went to Porterville, which is south of Lindsay, and is dumb. Exeter is 6 miles north of Lindsay and has a French restaurant and a couple of very nice antique stores and murals, and it's got a very nice coffee shop, and there's
a
bakery. And Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know who the hipsters are that founded Exeter, but I think it was the people who owned all of the orchards. I think that's where Richie Rich lived.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Richie Magoos were like, well, we want a nice restaurant and art. And so Exeter's beautiful. It's a cute little town. And we're going to go to the French restaurant for our... We'll probably go out with his mom and his aunt as well.
Mm-hmm.
They'll want to come. And the thing about the French restaurant, I don't even think it has table service. But it's still the best.
You're going somewhere that doesn't have table service for your anniversary?
I don't know what we're doing in the end. But yeah. So Okay, so you don't actually have special status. I got to get back to this. Well, you don't even have special status with any of the airlines because you just swap around credit cards.
Well, I do have the Southwest Companion Pass, which is where for up to 2 years you designate a companion and that person flies with you for free everywhere you fly.
Everywhere?
Yeah, and I teach people in my course how to manipulate the card sign-up bonuses to get the companion pass without, because you have to earn 110,000 Southwest points or fly 100 flights. It's like something crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I teach people how to do it without spending $110,000 or flying all those flights, how to just do it through manipulating credit card spend.
Well, are you willing to tell me what that is? Okay.
Yes, because absolutely.
I don't mean to take money out of your face with everyone should take the class, but if you're willing to tell us this tip.
Well, it's actually a relatively simple one. You want to wait until they have a bonus on the personal card where the sign-up bonus is $50,000. And then you also want to get the business card, which is a sign-up bonus of $60,000. And once you meet the minimum spend to get the bonus on those two cards, you have enough points for the companion pass. But what I teach people is the specific time of year to sign up for it and how to time the spend so that the points drop into your account right at the beginning of the year. So that, because you get it for the year, you earn the points, okay, and the following year. So I teach people how to time it so the points drop in January and you have it all of that year and all of the next year. Well, and I've had that for the past 4 years.
So, okay, so you cancel a card and then you re-sign up. That's what you're doing, right?
No.
You don't ever cancel them?
Oh, well, you have to cancel them if you want to do it again.
Yeah.
But I always tell people if you have a companion, like what I would encourage you to do it for 2 years,
right,
close the cards, and then Andy does it for the next 2 years.
Okay.
Then he closes the cards. So then 4 years later, you would be doing it again.
Aha.
You see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying.
So that's what I do with my husband. That's what all of my friends do.
Okay.
Southwest is going to be flying to Hawaii soon.
I go to
Costa Rica for free on Southwest.
What?
Like a bunch of times. They go all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. I do. And I like Southwest, quite honestly.
I do too.
Because they seem cheerful.
Yeah.
They seem like they like their jobs.
Exactly.
And that's important. Whenever I walk into anything.
And I honestly, I got into that because I wanted to do comedy festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Like
and they
four
don't
or so
pay.
Years ago. They don't pay anything. They don't pay to put you up. They don't pay to fly you. And I was like, and honestly, if you're middling at clubs too, you lose money on that. And I was like, how do you travel to do comedy and not lose your shirt? So that was one of my motivating factors. And I ended up doing a bunch of festivals. And people were like, how are you doing all these festivals? And I was like, oh, I'm not paying for anything. And I taught a bunch of other comics how to do
it,
too.
Well, no, all middles should take this seminar.
Oh, my God.
This is vital work here. Because the thing is comedy festivals, more and more, people may not know, is that they're run by the young comics in a local town.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, we need to get decent comedy in this town. We need to train audience members what good comedy looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And we're okay, but we're new. So how do I get like the fancy person that I've always wanted to come to Birmingham, Alabama, but won't?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we'll... Like Jared Logan, who did what, and then, you know, you get like Emily Heller or you get Eliza Skinner or, and it was Bronger and James Adomian and Kanane and Sean Patton. Those are the guys that I think of who did it initially in my radar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's been happening for dozens of years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can figure out a way to get a free ticket to fly there,
yeah,
and not have to live in a puppy kennel with a bunch of other comics piled like puppies,
yeah,
the five of you and two of you are hammered and stoned all of the time, and the mm-hmm. other three are like, no, this is comedy. It's comedy camp. And did you end up sharing a room with anybody?
No. I was going to New York and doing festivals,
right,
and you know, staying at a hotel in Soho and stuff. Like,
how do I get to New York for free? How do I get to stay in New York for free?
Oh well, you can use your Delta points
to fly there. Flying there is easy.
easy. You said you have status with Hilton?
Yes, so then I'm a silver.
You also have Hilton points.
Yes.
But one thing that you're missing in your credit card portfolio is flexible points. Now, do you know what flexible points are?
I've heard of it. Yeah, what is it?
They are the best thing in points and miles.
Okay.
So flexible points, that's what you earn on like a regular American Express card. If you think of like the platinum card, the gold card, they're called membership rewards.
Okay.
And it's what you earn on Chase cards like the Chase Sapphire Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Those kind of cards.
I've gotten ads for them. I'm not telling you I haven't received ads.
I'm gonna tell you what cards you should get.
Okay.
For who you're spending for. But anyway, what's great about those points is you can use them at a fixed rate through that bank's travel portal. So, for example, if you have the Chase Sapphire Reserve, those points are worth 1.5 cents a piece in the Chase travel portal. Now, in the Chase travel portal, you can book airfare without any blackout dates. You can book hotels. You can book excursions when you go to other cities and just use your points to pay for those at that rate. Same with American Express. City Thank You has that. Like a bunch of others have those. But what's great about those points is you can also transfer those points out to airlines and hotels. So, for example, you have Delta loyalty,
right?
But you're using your Delta card, so all you can use those Delta points for
is more Delta.
More Delta. And their partners, right?
Right.
But if you were to be using American Express cards, you could transfer those membership rewards points to Delta or to other partners or to hotels or use it through their travel portal to book hotels and travel. And what's great about that, like for instance, your Delta card, what are the bonus categories? Like what do you get more than 1 point on when you purchase a Delta flight?
Right.
When you buy stuff in flight, right?
Yep.
Anything else?
Lyft. And I think I have a couple of hotels that are linked up with them as well.
Okay. Well, you can get Delta points through Lyft, whether or not you have that card.
Right.
So with a Amex card, for instance, the new Amex Gold card, you get 4 times points on all of your dining purchases.
Oh, weird.
Which you don't get on your Delta card. And that will equal 4 Delta points. Or you could transfer it to another airline, or you could use it to pay for hotels. So you're earning points at a higher rate by using those flexible cards.
And if I sign up for an Amex Gold card, it probably comes with like a free 50 grand in points to begin with or something, right?
If you get a referral link, it'll be a 50,000 point welcome offer. And it's same with
Chase
cards.
Do you have referral links on your website, by the way?
I do, but I always tell people to start with Chase cards.
Okay.
Because they have stricter sign-up bonuses. And like what you could have done, say you're trying to get do a mileage run for Delta because you need those points to qualify for the next status.
Okay.
If you had Chase points, which you then used through their travel portal to buy the flight that you paid for, you could have used points to pay for it. But because it codes as like you're paying cash because you're using their travel portal,
it counts. You
would have gotten the miles anyway.
Oh, that's
but
hilarious.
You wouldn't have had to pay for the flight. Cool, right?
Yeah. That sounds like something Elliot Cation would love with the power of the sun. He loves it's a fun. There's a game element to it.
There is. But I always tell people, like, I have a friend who's like, I'm not into that stuff. It's too complicated for me. And the reason I'm going to Italy is a friend of mine is having a party in Rome on New Year's Eve. Like, who does that? Who does that?
Fancy rich people do that. Yeah.
But I have points and miles, so I can go. But all of our friends are broke. And they're like, Nina, I want to go to this party in Rome, but I'm fucking... Can I curse?
Yeah. Swear it up.
But I'm fucking broke.
Yeah.
How am I and how's my boyfriend supposed to get to fucking Rome for a party? And I was like, if you do 2 things, you will get free airfare there. And she was like, all right, I'll do those 2 things. And I told her 2 credit cards to sign up for. She signed up for one. Her boyfriend signed up for the other. Not only are they flying to Rome for free, they're also flying home for the holidays to see their families for free. Just from the bonuses they're getting from 2 credit
what
cards.
What credit cards?
One was the Chase Sapphire Reserve. The other was the Chase Sapphire Preferred.
So the Chase, the right now Chase is giving away a boatload of stuff is what I'm hearing. Or and this may not still be happening in November, but whatever.
They're giving you money to open a checking account with them. I think it's $300 now.
I don't want a checking account at Chase.
I know, I don't either. Okay. I'm with Actors Federal Credit Union. I like credit unions.
We're at First Entertainment, I believe, or something. And then I also have like a business thing at a tiny boutique bank, which is probably owned by a monster.
Yeah.
But the tiny boutique bank takes my phone calls.
Yeah.
And so
that's how I reconcile doing so much business with these big banks. Because, you know, I do kind of hate them, but it's kind of probably how your father would feel. It's like, fuck the man. I'm getting something free out of them.
Well, that's exactly what he would think. And he's not wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, the good thing about my dad is that he's not there for anyone, but he is sometimes there for people if it's exasperating.
Yes.
Like it's a great story of him walking by the common room at his old people apartment building, as he calls it. And he was like, some guy was crying, almost crying. He was crying. He's like 92. He's an old guy. Right. And I was like, you're 81, Dad. And he goes, yeah, old guy. He just got out of the hospital. He's freaking out because Medicare and his secondary insurance didn't pay all the hospital bills. So he just got a bill for $15,000 from the surgeon and $17,000 from the hospital. And at which point my father paused and said, can you believe people think they got to pay medical bills? And I said, yeah, Dad, they're bills. Everyone pays bills. And he goes, not medical. You die owing a hospital money? That's a win.
Yeah. I agree with your father. If I was 92, I would not be worrying about medical bills at all.
Well, and then my dad just, he said, he literally walked in and he was like, give me the bills. We're gonna fix this. And it ended up, my dad got it down to, it was, instead of $32,000, the guy ended up paying $800, $600 and $200.
I love that.
But it was a day's worth of work. My father enjoyed it completely.
Oh, yeah.
And then the whole point of the story, though, was the fact that the guy wouldn't take him out for coffee afterwards, a senior coffee at the McDonald's. And I was like, why would that guy want to spend another minute with you? You spent the entire day telling everyone that he was about to die, so they should get whatever they could get right now. And he was like, it's a senior coffee. It's 49 cents. 52, I was like, not even to go, we wouldn't get it. I was like, calm down, Dad. Like, my father's entire life revolves around him, somehow, someone getting him a cup of coffee. And
I'll get him a cup of coffee. I have a feeling we'd have a lot of fun talking about how to get stuff for free.
He would love you. He would love you with the power of the sun. My father would love you. For you are very beautiful, and you are very smart, and you are very exuberant. These are all things that my father, like a vampire, would like to be around.
And I love getting deals.
I've lost my mind. Anyway, so, yes. But before, so your friend ended up getting Sapphire Reserve, Sapphire Preferred.
Yeah, her boyfriend got one, she got the other, and they each come with a 50,000 point sign-up bonus, which she then used those points through the travel portal to book her airfare.
Okay, so Chase cards and travel portals. Now, you get this card. It says you get $50,000. You have to spend a certain amount of money in the first month or something like
three
that.
3 months.
Right?
Usually
you get 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're brokey magoo and you don't even, you're like, well, how do I put $3,000? Like, because sometimes it's $5,000, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of cards that have much lower thresholds to get the sign up bonus. And if you're not rich, I say get those, obviously. But if you have to spend $3,000-$4,000, if you really look at your finances and how much you're spending per week, like I tell people, you should be putting everything on rewards earning credit cards and pay them off every single week.
Right.
Because then it doesn't look like you have a ton of money in your bank account, because some people can't wait all month because they're like, oh, I have all this money sitting in my bank account, and it makes them nervous.
Oh, so pay week to week.
I tell people to pay weekly. And if weekly makes you nervous, I tell people to pay every Wednesday and every Sunday. You literally open the app on your phone. You put pay balance. It takes 3 seconds.
Right. I completely support that. I am a huge fan of Andy likes to pay at the end of the month when things are due.
No.
I was like, I don't like that at all. Here's what I like. I like to throw every time, because I'm a comic. Mm-hmm. Every time I had $500, I would throw it, or $300, I would throw it at a credit card, mm-hmm. because I spent years carrying a balance.
So did I. And I used to get 12 collection calls a day.
It was bad. There was a dark time, and yeah. we've all had those dark times. Yes. So no, you're not alone out there.
No.
And it's, but so to pay weekly is a good idea. Even if you could only throw $100 at it, you're throwing $100 at it, and it's $100 you're not going to blow.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh, and I tell people all the time, if anyone's listening to this and you have okay credit, but you have a lot of debt sitting on rewards cards, those APRs are really high. Get a credit card with a zero transfer fee and a zero APR and transfer that money to the zero APR card and make a plan to pay it off, because you're paying interest. You're wasting money.
Give yourself a year. Yeah. It's one of the, like, I didn't have credit cards before I met Andy, because my credit was so bad that I spent probably 8 years not, because I had student loan debt and all these things, right?
I still have $75,000 in student loan debt.
I just paid mine off about 15 years ago.
15 years ago? Wow.
Well, it was maybe 12, because I was sending them this money, and Andy was like, what do you owe? Oh, it was like right when we started dating or right when we moved in together. And I was like, I don't know. And he said, oh my God, please find out. And it was something like $1,700 was the balance.
Oh my God.
But I was paying them $250 a month, and they would have let me do it forever.
Forever.
Yeah. And he goes, that's the thing with what Chip recommends, what Chip Chinnery recommends, is if there's a way to figure out to pay your rent or something on a credit card.
And there's so many easy ways to do that now that charge you a very small percentage. As long as it's less than 3%,
yeah.
If you're putting your rent on a new credit card, that's going to give you a big sign-up bonus. It's always
kinda
worth it.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so it's just, but money is such a triggering thing that you're just like, I want everyone to get these benefits and stuff. But if you're already working some crazy job that you're like, I'm just trying to make rent, and you're like, okay, how can we, like, if it's 3% to get these points, then you'll get to fly home for Christmas.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
It takes a little bit of planning, and but I like the Wednesday and Sunday idea of paying with the app, and I like the idea of maybe it'll cost 3%, and I like the idea of switching over your balances to a zero mm-hmm. balance, because that'll give you a year mm-hmm. to pay off whatever. Like, let's say you owe $4,000 or $5,000 on a credit card.
Oh my God, don't let it sit there.
Move it over, because it'll give you some breathing space.
And the other thing is too, is if you're struggling with money, nothing's going to make it worse than having bad credit. And having more credit extended to you is actually good for your credit. You don't even have to use the credit card.
Don't use it.
If you feel like I can't control my spending or whatever, buy a pack of gum and put the credit card away. But what's going to happen is it actually costs you money to have bad credit, because you get higher interest rates on loans. When you set up your utilities, you have to give a deposit if your credit's bad. You won't be able to get apartments. You can get turned down for jobs.
Yeah,
so credit health is really, really important.
Yeah, it's annoying, but it's important. Yeah. And it's I just know that when I didn't use credit cards, when I finally started using credit, I had this 89 Mazda 323, and he's like, you have to get a car that doesn't terrify me when you go on the road. And so he helped me buy a used car. It was a 2003. It was in 2005. I bought a 2003 Corolla, and he like gave me the money, and we weren't married yet. It was I think I bought it in 2005. We got married in 2006. Mm-hmm. So he essentially he gave me money for a down payment, and then I was like, well, you might have to co-sign the damn loan, because I don't have any credit rating. Mm-hmm. And so then we went in, but because I hadn't had any credit cards, and I had just paid off like a year earlier my student loans and all of my collections, because mm-hmm. collection agencies, they will take 25 cents on the dollar, if not less.
If you get a collection notice, call them and negotiate with them.
Yeah,
always.
Don't
call Jackie's dad.
My dad would love to help you. I wish he was on the internet, but I'm so glad he's not. So because they were like, well, no, your credit rating's ridiculous. It's awesome. because I just paid off all this nonsense. And I think I had just gotten my first Southwest card. Yeah, so what about a Hilton? For a short time, I had a Hilton's Honor card, mm-hmm. which it got me silver status, which mm-hmm. just gets me a free bottle of water when I check in. Mm-hmm. And but that's all I get. I'd like to be gold. I'd like to be a bigger status with Hilton.
Well,
but those flexible points would probably be the way, right?
Yeah, they're great. But you can get Hilton status with their top tier card. And it earns Hilton points at a pretty good rate. They have a few bonus categories. iMarriott SPG Platinum.
Okay.
That is the hotel group that I'm loyal to. Just because I never pay for flights, it doesn't matter whether or not I pay for my hotel rooms because it's the night that gets me status. So I stay over 50 nights a year at Marriott SPG properties. That's how much I pay for. Using points.
Oh, using points. So you don't pay for the hotel either.
No. And that gets me status. So status is what gets me free upgrades to suites.
Yeah.
I get upgraded to suites all the time. It's so awesome.
Why do you like sometimes they send me a suite and I'm like, I'm looking for the bed. Where's the bed? I got to go through like two rooms. I do want a bathtub, and suites are usually mm-hmm. the only ones that have them.
I just dance through the room going, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. Or chanting free upgrades, free upgrades. Let's just say I have a big complex from growing up poor and feeling inferior that the fancier the stuff I can do, the better. It makes me feel like I'm not white trash.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Whatever you can do to get some self-esteem in the final moments.
Yeah, right.
I have all the cards, right? Like I have, I think I'm a Marriott member. I'm a Ritz-Carlton. Is that Marriott?
They've all merged. Marriott
is Ritz, right?
Ritz SPG.
Because Brian Regan always stays at the Ritz.
Fancy.
And so very
of
fancy.
Course.
Well, he doesn't always stay, but he usually has a bus that he lives in the back of.
Yeah.
So, there's warring things there. It's like he's like the Beverly Hillbillies, and then the Ritz, right? So it's like he's got a shack and he's got the Ritz, and he just, but whatever hotel he stays in, whoever opens for him stays there.
Oh, so you've done some Ritzing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And it's,
where'd you stay at a Ritz?
Central Park West, because I did
Ooh.
Carnegie Hall with him.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I remember you talking about you were going to do that. I'm sure you've talked about it. Was it great?
No. It was annoying. The thing about the Carnegie Hall is not set up for stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
It's set up for orchestras and operas. It's a four-story balcony situation. And I'm like, hey, let me shout my Dune joke to the sky. Nobody fucking wants that. And everybody kept saying Carnegie Hall is this big deal. And they're right if I were an opera star. Mm-hmm. But all it did to me was create anxiety.
Oh my God.
And just, I was freaking out about it. And then finally I was like, okay, just do stand-up comedy and don't care what because his crowds are so big that if I wanted to be freaked out, I'd be freaked out all the time.
Yeah.
So what I have to do is I have to laugh at how ridiculous it is that I, Jackie Cation, go Rockets, South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is opening for 7,000 people at a stadium with Brian Regan. That's hilarious.
That's pretty amazing.
It's amazing, but it's also, there's the only way to process it is to find it funny so that I can tell the jokes.
Yeah.
Because that's the job. Yeah. I still have to do the job.
No, I get it. I used to, for the last 2 years of her life, I was Joan Rivers' warm-up comic on Fashion Police. So
oh, wow.
I would spend hours doing comedy in front of her every day. And when I started the job, I was so nervous that I was just terrible. And then I had to just embrace like, oh, this is silly. I'm doing comedy in front of my idol.
Right.
This is amazing. Just embrace that. And then it was really fun.
Then it's fun. And you gotta lower the stakes somehow.
Yeah.
You just got to go, well, I have to do the job. And I want to do the job.
Yeah.
So try to have as much fun as possible if it's a job I want to do. And then if I don't get to keep the job, that's fine. I got to do the job.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's like a weird mind fuck that you have to create so that you can, it's a mind game you have to create to do the job at all.
Yeah.
And than if you don't. But if you've done it right, if you lose the job, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah,
exactly. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
there'll be another job.
I thankfully didn't lose it. I was
right.
Happy
it
for
all
that.
Worked out. Yeah,
I remember like my third day. Joan Rivers announced to the audience. She was like, Nina's so funny. Let's hear it for her. And then she like started saying all this nice stuff to me. I started crying because like she was like my idol. Yeah. I always said for years, all I want to do is one day bring Joan Rivers coffee.
Oh my gosh.
And there I was every single week doing hours of comedy in front of her. And it was
that's a dream come true right there.
Sorry, that I'm veering off topic a little bit.
Please,
I apologize.
Please do. Yeah, yeah. So there's miles. There's points.
There's points. And then I have this podcast, Get to the Point Podcast, Saving Money, No Joke. And that goes a little beyond points and miles. I dive into like apps that you can have on your phone where you connect your credit card to them once and you'll go eat at a restaurant and all of a sudden you get an email like, hey, you got $5 back. I cover stuff like that. I cover how to save money on Amazon. There's all these really cool online programs that you install once and they tell you, is this the lowest price? Wait, click here to get the lowest price. I cover all kinds of cool stuff. Airline mistake fares. That's really cool.
Airline mistake fares?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, basically, sometimes they're called fat finger fares. It basically just means somebody pressed the wrong button, entered the wrong fare. Like there was a recent one
I do know.
Yeah. To Asia in business class round trip for $600.
Right.
Like so... There are certain laws saying that the airlines have to honor these fares, but they're usually only up for a few hours. And
right, then they realize the error.
Exactly. And then people buy them really quickly. And you can sign up for certain email lists and stuff where you'll get text messages or emails right away saying, mistake fare, mistake fare, mistake fare. And I know people who plan their vacations purely around mistake fares.
Yeah.
So, all kinds of stuff. It's right. Weekly on Mondays. There's a new episode every Monday.
Okay.
And we have...
And it's on all the things, iTunes.
Yeah.
And it's called Get to the Point Pod.
Get to the Point Podcast. Saving Money, No Joke.
Saving Money, No Joke. Now, I have an Amazon link where it's just a portal to go to Amazon. It's from my websites. And they just order as normal and then they get... it doesn't cost them extra. It's just, it benefits the podcast.
Yeah.
And so
it's a great affiliate link.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, is it more to save money on Amazon? You're saving money on Amazon. How are you saving money on Amazon?
Well, you can install, like, for instance, one of the things I love is Honey. You just install
the food.
Honey, it's
it's an app.
It's an extension you add to your browser.
Okay.
And when you go to Amazon, whenever you look at a product, now when you search a product on Amazon, it doesn't always take you to the least expensive
version.
Because, you know, Amazon is a marketplace and there's a lot of different sellers selling things at different prices.
Right.
So say you're going on Amazon to get RX bars.
Right.
Protein bars. It'll say they're $12.99.
They advertised here on the Dork Forest.
Oh, really?
I did an ad for them and I got a free box of them.
Oh, my God.
And they're pretty great.
Yeah, they are great. Yeah. I love them. Let's talk about them more. You should send Jackie more
RX bars.
RX bars.
My sister loves them as well. There you go.
Yeah, they're really yummy. I like the maple, the salted maple, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Those are really yummy. I had one on my way here.
Excellent.
Anyway, so what this extension does is a little button will pop up and it'll say save $2.50. And when you click on that, it'll take you to a different merchant that is selling
within Amazon
that is selling the exact same thing, but for $2.50 less.
Wow. And it's only for your browser or is it your app, for your phone as well?
Just on your browser, on your computer.
Okay.
It's super easy. And what it also does is you can get a price tracker. Like you can set up a price alert. Say you want a new flat screen TV.
Right.
It's $800.
Yes.
You know they're going on sale at some point and you say, honey, alert me when the TV is on sale
baby cakes.
For $600. Yeah, for $600 or less.
Yeah.
And you'll get an email and it'll tell you when it's on sale. So you can track the prices. If there's something you want to buy, you can pull up the price history.
There are things I want to buy.
Yeah. And you can see if it's been cheaper in the past, see how much it's been sold for, like its lowest price, and then set up an alert for that. And when the price drops again, you get an email, you go buy it.
Interesting.
This is Honey.
That's Honey.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, because we're, yeah. There's a new plan. The city of Los Angeles has this thing. They'll turn your garage into an apartment because we have so many homeless people. Mm-hmm. And they're like, if you rent it, we will help you pay for it. The city of Los Angeles.
Cool.
Yeah. And I don't know how long we have to, but we're talking to them about it because we have a garage.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, but we'll have to furnish it. We'll have to, we'll have to do stuff to it. So that honey thing sounds like a great idea.
Are you on Ebates?
What's that? What?
Ebates. Oh my God. Ebates is my favorite.
How do you spell it?
Ebates.
Okay.
It is a cash back portal. Now, what that is...
What is that?
Okay. So I say add the browser extension. And whenever you go to a website where Ebates offers cash back, a box will pop up and it'll say, hey, click here to get 10% cash back on your purchase. So you click on that button.
What if I have an ad blocker?
Oh, you have to get rid of the...
The ad blocker?
The ad blocker.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, that's not true. My extension works and I have ad blocker.
Okay.
So it should work. But if it doesn't work, it'll tell you how on the website to fix it. But anyway, so it'll
Ebates.
Say... Yeah, get 10% back. So say it's like 10% back at like Nike and you're buying a $100 pair of shoes. You still have to pay the $100 to Nike.
Sure.
But then $10 goes into your Ebates account and every quarter they cut you a check for all of your cash back amount. In the past,
they just send you a check.
Yeah, in the past, or it goes directly to your
direct
PayPal.
Deposit, but yeah.
In the past 2.5 years, I've gotten $1,000 back from Ebates, just doing my normal shopping.
Why is it?
Because you're getting the cash back.
That's so weird.
Oh yeah.
Do they have a deal? They must somehow.
Well, what happens?
Yeah, what happens
is it's basically they're paying Ebates to drive customers to their sites. So Ebates is giving you a cut of
what
the money.
They get.
Yeah.
Weird.
You'll get. That's one of the tips on my podcast that people contact me the most about. People are constantly contacting me going, oh my God, Nina, I just got a check for $50 or, oh, I just saved $20.
Right.
It's really cool.
And how often do they cut the check? Once a year?
Quarterly.
Okay. So 4 times a year, mm-hmm. you get, because that's what quarterly means, you'll get a check from them or a direct deposit from them to your PayPal for whatever, like $100 or $50 or $800 or whatever, however much you spend on a thing that Ebates generates. Mm-hmm.
And they are on tons and tons of sites. And that's why I say to add the extension, because then it tells you when you're on a site.
You don't have
that
to sweat
offers.
It.
Yeah. Okay. And like Expedia, all kinds of sites give cash back.
Oh,
every time I get movie tickets online, I get cash back.
Okay. All right. I'm totally... Yeah.
Ebates is so easy. And by the way, this is what you need to do. You need to sign up for Ebates. And then on this episode, I want you to put your Ebates referral link. The people who sign up through your link will get somewhere between $5 to $10 after their first purchase.
Okay.
And then you get $25 for everyone who signs up under your link. And people who sign up, let me tell you, your aunt, your mom, they're going to love Ebates. My mother loves Ebates. So get your sign up link, give it to all of your friends and family, and you get $25 every time they sign up.
My mother-in-law, she buys so much stuff, but she buys it all on her iPad.
Oh yeah, Ebates on the iPad. That's what my mother does. She loves shopping at the Saks Fifth Avenue outlet.
Okay.
And she uses Ebates on the iPad. She calls me all the time. Nina, I just got $90 from the Ebates. She loves it.
So it's an app that'll work with whatever you're buying through.
Yeah.
So if I download the Ebates app on my mother-in-law's iPad,
yes,
it'll just pop up when she's on Amazon.
No, she'll have to go through on the app. You have to go through Ebates. It's only on your actual
desk. So it becomes a kind of a browser.
Yeah.
So you open the Ebates app and then go Amazon.com. Mm-hmm.
And they also have in-store cash back, which is something I love. Like I went to World Market to buy a rug the other day.
Sure.
And I just I linked my credit cards. I activated in-store cash back and I got 5% of my money back.
And what about this Whole Foods Amazon connection? Have you done any of that?
Okay, this is all next level hacking stuff. I don't have the Amazon card. I know it gives 5% cash back on purchases, but I actually have hacks to get you more money back on your Amazon and your Whole Foods purchases.
In-store Whole Foods or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I do.
Yes. Allow me to take notes.
So I have a Chase card, and right now the card that does this is the Chase Inc. Cash Card. That gets you 5% cash back at office supply stores. But if you have a Chase Sapphire Reserve or a Chase Inc. Preferred card, you can transfer that 5% from 5 points to one of those cards, and then they become flexible points, which are worth anywhere between 1.25 cents each or 1.5 cents each. So what I do...
That is next level hacking. I'm already lost.
Okay. You get 5 times points at office supply stores, right. And we know that those points are worth more than a cent each, right?
Right.
When you have those other cards, which is simple. So I know already I'm getting more than 5% back. I go to office supply stores, I buy Amazon gift cards, I get 5 times points, and then I just load them into my Amazon.
Oh.
So I'm technically getting 7.5% back,
right,
versus the 5%.
So you load the gift cards sort of in a bank, like I have a gift card. When I buy things on Amazon, I use the gift card.
Yeah.
When you go into Whole Foods to buy food, do you use the Amazon gift card?
You can buy Whole Foods gift cards. Or I have an American Express Blue Cash Preferred card. I get 6% back on all groceries cash back.
Okay. So there's different deals for different whatever you're – like because the one you said there was a Chase card that – oh, wait. An Amex Gold card that only does food, dining out?
Yeah. It gives you 4 times points back on dining out. But here's the thing. What I always tell people is look at what categories you're spending in.
Mm-hmm.
And then like categories are – dining out,
yeah,
travel, supermarkets, drugstores, gas,
yeah,
office supply, advertising, things like that. You want to look at what categories you spend in, and then you want to find the cards that offer the most bonus rewards in those categories. Like I have friends who spend a ton of money on Facebook advertising, and there are business cards. And by the way, you don't have to have a business to get a business card. It's not hard to get. You can drive for Uber and get a business card. It is not hard to get a business card.
Okay.
And they spend all this money on advertising. I was like, do you have a rewards card that gives you multiple points on advertising? And they were like, no. Now they have way more points than they did before just by getting cards that have that bonus category. That's why I want you, because you probably eat out a lot because you're always traveling, right?
Yeah.
That's why you need to have a card that has a dining bonus.
Right. It's
I think you should get the Chase Sapphire Reserve.
Yeah.
It's a $450 annual fee, but you get a $300 travel credit right off the top. That brings it down to $150 a year. You get a priority pass, which is fantastic. It gets you in all of the lounges.
I have one of those.
Oh, you have a priority pass. Great.
Yeah, I don't know where I got it.
Great.
And I don't know what, I haven't really ever used it. What do I do with it?
What you need to do is download the Priority Pass app.
Okay.
Enter your membership number in there, and then you don't have to carry the card with you anymore.
Okay.
But what's great about Priority Pass is not only do you get access to club lounges at airports, and it gives you a directory of them on the app, they're now also giving you credits at airport restaurants and marketplaces. So for instance, when I go to Portland, Oregon, there is this marketplace. You get $28 per person, and on my priority pass, it covers me and a guest to spend at this marketplace. So that gives me,
all the food you want.
Yeah. I end up buying expensive olive oils.
Right.
I buy boxes of chocolates.
Like weird airport gift food.
So every time I'm there, I get tons of these like cool, expensive kitchen things. And then you can spend it at every single place. Then I'll go to a restaurant and have a $50-some meal with my husband.
Because of the priority pass.
The priority pass covers $28 per person.
Okay. Well, weird.
Right? Use it. Download the app, enter your information, and it'll give you a directory of everywhere you can go and how many credits you get at that place.
Nina Manny, it has been an hour. My mind is spinning.
Oh, no, I hope that's you're not feeling angry. Way.
No. I actually, there's part of me that wishes there's part of me that wants to do this. Well, and I can do at least some of it. Yeah. There's no way I'm doing some of the things that look like fiddle and diddle, because that's something that you love to do.
Well, here's the thing. I was going to say, I have an online course that you take at your own pace. Then you're put in a private Facebook group with me. You can go to get2thepointworkshop.com to check it out. But what I would recommend people do first is go to get2thepointworkshop.com/free.
Yeah.
And you can get my free download, which is the 5 biggest mistakes that are keeping you from traveling for next to nothing.
Okay. So do the get to the point workshop.com/free.
Free. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And go there first.
And download that free PDF. It has really good hacks in it. You need it too.
Okay. and you have a podcast called Get to the Point Podcast. Mm-hmm. You're at Nina Manny on Twitter, at Nina Rose Manny on Instagram, and it's at Get to the Point Pod on everything. And thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?